Here's your KLAM News for this Saturday afternoon. Last week's flooding spilled over a dike and poured into the Lamar's Little League parks, destroying all the equipment. Heath Husk serves as the president of the Lamar's Little League Association and explains what had happened.
We went out to the ballparks about 7:15 in the morning. We got a phone call that water had came over the dike. It started flowing over the dike, and by 8:30 or so, it was well into the parks. And we just did not have time to get the stuff out. And so everything was pretty well underwater. We lost all of our equipment. We've lost all of our field equipment. We lost all the stuff in the concession stand. So water roughly reached about 5 feet, 6 inches in some areas down at the ball complex.
Husk further explains the equipment that was lost due to the flooding.
We're talking about the bats, the balls, the catching gear, chalkers, everything that it takes to operate our program for the most part. Lawnmowers was lost in the flooding along with, our golf carts and our three-wheeler. So anything that would be on ground level was pretty well lost.
The Little League baseball official says that last week's flooding was the first time since 1984 that water had breached the protective dike. Husk says that several fundraising campaigns have already begun within the community to help the Lamar's Little League Association.
We've had a great response. We were going to try and assess things and then kind of go from there, but we've had a lot of individuals that have already reached out to us. And Prime Bank, they reached out to us right away, and they wanted to start off a fund drive fund for us, and they've done that. And yesterday, talked with Brett Susamill over at the ice cream parlor, and this Sunday is going to be their last day, so they wanted to do something for us as well. So, and the community support, we've had businesses, Total Motors has reached out to us, Arnold Motors, Powell Broadcasting, I'm sure I'm missing a few others, but I know those for sure right off the top of my head. They've reached out, and the public response has just been tremendous, and we really appreciate it.
Husk says in addition to the mentioned entities and businesses that have already donated to the program, Lambert's Lumber has also contributed. He says that officials are looking at if they can salvage any of the equipment, but he also adds that Little League officials have been told it may be best to discard everything.
The way we have been told right now, anything that's came into contact with the water or submerged underneath the water, we should not be keeping. So we will, that's what we're going to go with. If it was underwater, we're not going to keep it. It's not worth it, the risks that come along with that.
Husk believes that the Little League season will begin and proceed as normal by next April.
I feel that we will be back just the way we always have been. In my honest opinion, if we had weather that was good in November, I think we could be playing ball within a matter of a few weeks because of the support that we receive. So this spring, when April rolls around, we'll be ready for Skills Day, and I don't foresee us missing a beat at all.
People interested in donating money or wanting to assist the Lamar's Little League with its recovery efforts should contact Heath Husk or send a contribution to the Lamar's Little League at P.O. Box 1014, Lamar's, Iowa. Before Wells closes its ice cream parlor for the scheduled renovation project, customers are encouraged to visit the ice cream parlor this weekend, eat some ice cream, and help the Lamar's Little League. The Blue Bunny Ice Cream Parlor plans to donate 50% of sales on Sunday, September 30th, to the Lamar's Little League to help with expenses due to the recent flood damage. Brett Sismill, the general manager of the Blue Bunny Ice Cream Parlor, says that we know how important Little League is to Lamar's and the surrounding communities. We thought it would be a great idea and a great way to support their efforts as they work to get the complex back in shape before next spring. Sismill says that the Blue Bunny Ice Cream Parlor will close on October 1st to start the remodeling project of the parlor, but they want everyone to know that they are still here supporting the community in any way they can. And they hope that residents of Lamar's and Siouxland will come enjoy a sweet treat on Sunday to help support the Lamar's Little League. Volunteers assisting with the Good Samaritan Society of Lamar's today are installing safety features in 50 different seniors' homes around Lamar's in order to make their lives easier. The project is all part of Founders Day for the nursing care facility. Darcy Athens serves as the resource director with the Good Samaritan Society.
Today is the 96th anniversary of the founding of Good Samaritan Society, which is why we chose the date. And what they try to do every year is pick a project that we can go into 50 seniors' homes in the Lamar's area and do something to help with safety. Falls is the number one reason that seniors usually have to go into a care facility or the hospital. And so we go over simple tips such as having a lighted walkway, removing clutter from your area, and then steadying yourself before you start walking, whether you're getting up from a sitting position or sleeping. This year we're doing a 16-inch grab bar that they can move. It is a removable, so we've been installing them in bathrooms, in kitchens, in bedrooms, and garages. But like I said, they can move them if they need to.
Athens says that 18 people are assisting with the installation of the safety grab bars. She says that the safety grab bars have suction cups to help attach to any flat surface, so not having to drill holes in a senior's home.
Absolutely. We really try to keep it to a minimum. Most of our projects we try to do that are pretty non-invasive, you know, projects to the homes, and something that, you know, like I don't run a screwdriver very well, so we try to, you know, stay within our limits. We also did a nightlight this year and a thing to open containers.
A Good Samaritan Society official says that the main idea behind Founders Day is to get around the community and help seniors.
We go out into different seniors' homes, and if they have a small project, like one of our couples needs a grill carried in. So we do things that they are not able to do to help them out. And like I said, it's just to help seniors stay in their homes longer, safer.
Sheila Anderson is a Lamar senior citizen who had a safety grab bar installed in her bathroom.
Darcy contacted me and asked if I would be willing to do that. And I thought, well, that's a really good idea, because to have a bar that you could stabilize yourself when you're in the shower would be really helpful.
Anderson says that she has a special connection with the Good Samaritan Society ever since her late husband, Rod, was a resident of the nursing care following his debilitating stroke.
I love the Good Samaritan Society. My husband was there almost a year, and my experience there was wonderful. All the nurses, aides, all of the staff and everything were wonderful to me. You know, it was a bad experience for us, but they made a bad experience as good as they could.
Anderson says that she's grateful for the Good Samaritan Society of Lamar's and its volunteers for having the outreach program to assist seniors. And that is a look at your news for this Saturday afternoon.